Trapped in a snowstorm. I still don't get it. Like, everyone else is driven. Like, save orphans, collect presents for needy kids, help a homeless guy, like, save a bakery. Okay, these are damn good Christmas cookies. But seriously, what am I supposed to be? What am I supposed to do? If we're supposed to listen to the voice inside, all my voice says is that I am so needy and touch-starved, I could scream. Okay, I helped decorate for my best friend's Christmas party. Ooh, game changer. I haven't even touched a drop of her, quote, cider. I know it's packed with alcohol and magic, and I am barely hanging on.
Oh, hey, Rhea. I arranged the snack table. I clearly marked the shape-changing cookies, separated the magic drinks from the alcoholic drinks, and of course, from the soft drinks. I even put up the outside lights. Yeah, worked my magic. But honestly, I am just not feeling very Christmassy right now. I was kind of thinking of bailing. No, it's nothing against you or your other friends. You know I always have your back. It's just... Okay, I'll stay for a few drinks. Soft drinks. I'll be here for a bit if you need anything. I'll just find a quiet corner to chill, just... What? I might get snowed in for the night? Oh, well, I'm here for you, babes. Just Faye message me if you need me. Maybe that's my quest? To somehow support my oldest friend? Okay, I can chill here. Soft drink. Non-alcoholic, non-magic, good old hot apple cider. And another cookie won't hurt. I swear, these cookies taste like Christmas. I can go hang out in that giant Bell library. Whoa. Big library. Real fainting couches and everything. And there goes the power. So, we're all snowed in for the night. At a sexy costume party. With lots of food and drinks. Tons of bedrooms. I am so screwed. Well, I can try to make the best of it, I suppose. I am so fucking needy. I do declare. So fluffy. So comfy. At least it's dark, quiet, and warm. Fuck. Who's there? Who is there? I have a wand and I'm very high strung, so come on out. Hmm? Oh, it's you. No, you don't have to leave. It's just... of all the people I thought I'd be stuck with on Christmas, my ex isn't exactly on my top 5 list. It's getting cold without the power on. Good thing these old houses have tons of fireplaces. Here, let me stoke the fire. If I'm just a copy with no purpose like the others, maybe what I do doesn't matter. Maybe I am just a dream, a sweet Christmas wish. What might have been? Hmm? Oh, just musing. About my purpose in life. If all I have is my lack of shame, my deep desires, and unfulfilled need, then perhaps that is my strength. What do I mean? I mean that maybe, suddenly, my path is clear to me. Okay, I'll try and make sense. First, if you have your wonderful socialite girlfriend, why, pray tell, are you hiding in the library? Oh, she keeps showing you off like a prop? Wants you seen, but not heard. She still hasn't noticed that you're gone. I see. In all honesty, I have a question. No. I am not trying to get back together with you. I don't even know what it is exactly that I want. Closure. Calm. Comfort. But I need to know. Why did you break up with me? Because I was always choosing my work or school before you. And then now you got a girlfriend who now chooses money and social status before you. Oh, sweet tiger, do you have a type? I mean, how do you woo the hardest driving people, but then expect them to sit quietly by your side? Is it that deep down you want to tame us? No. I am starting to understand. You want to be driven. Oh, my stars and powers, this whole time, how could I have been so blind? I can practically smell the need off you. You're touch-starved, aching to be taken, to be needed, to be owned, to be pleased. No, you're not even denying it. You seem as stunned as I am. Yet, not for the same reason. And your poor girlfriend hasn't figured this out? No, of course not. I thought I was past this 2 relationships ago. Cruel trick of fate. I discover your need this late. Or is it? You know what you're always good at? Getting me off. Say what you will. You're a good toy. Fuck. The best, to be honest. It made you so hard to get over. I should have seen it then. And I know I made you come. I can feel the trembling desire in you. I feel like you haven't come in weeks. Here, lie back. What's that? Cheating? Oh no, silly boy. Not cheating. Just closure. Setting us free from each other. Here, if it helps, let's be honest. You still masturbate daily? Yes, I figured, my sweet tiger. But you never quite come like you want. Not without help. I take it she disapproves of magic toys. Yeah, that's too much like cheating. So, her exact words were, from what I'm guessing, any normal means. Here. Comfy? Still trust me? Okay, no magic. Just mundane means. Like, hands. Well, what if you used my hands? From here on out, you aren't saying no. Come on, pretty boy. Use your words. Show me what you want. What you need. You want me to take control? Okay, tiger. Let me put my natural, mundane, non-magical tits around your cock. See, you're not cheating. You're just masturbating. Using my tits. Nodding. Okay, tiger. Your hard cock so tight between my tits. Feels good. Yeah. I know it feels good. Yes, tiger. You've always been so good for me. And I'm being good for you. Yeah, just feel it. Just feel my tits bouncing up and down on your cock. Yeah, are these mundane enough? Yes, smart tiger. It does sound like a trap. But it's okay. Just, it's good. It's real fucking good. Oh, you're getting so close. Getting so close to what? Oh, you want me? Say it. Say it. Say if you want me to make you come. If you want me to use you. If you want to use me to make you come. You need to say it. I can take control, but I need the words. Yeah. Yes. I'll beg for it. Yeah. Beg me to take control. Yes. Yes. Yes, come on. Come on, yeah. 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 Let me put my mouth on you. That's it. You're not cheating. You're just masturbating. Just using your toy. Your favorite toy. To come hard. Fuck. You were so crazy hard. Is that the need for release? The need for someone to control you? Do you need me? Say it. Say it. Scream, sweet boy. We've gone this far. I mean, we have established I'm just a toy. A non-magical toy within her rules. Yeah, come on. You're just using a toy to come. So, it wouldn't hurt anything if I used every part of me. I mean, every fucking part is your toy. That's right. Yes. That's right. Use your toy. Fuck your toy. Yeah. Fuck. Masturbate with your toy. Your non-magic allowed toy. Your sweet loophole. Yeah, to come, am I? Yeah, tell me, am I your favorite? Am I your favorite toy? Yes, that's right. Oh, yeah, she can't make you come like your toy can. But, Muck, 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 muck. Oh, 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 oh God, oh God, you feel great. You feel great. I guess it only makes sense that that if a toy is made to fuck, then that toy should come. Oh fuck, oh fuck, oh fuck, oh fuck. I'm going to come, I'm going to come, I'm going to come. Fuck, fuck, fuck. I already know you're close. I already know you're close. Fuck, fuck. Come with me. Come with your toy. Come for your toy. Come, 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 come. Fuck, 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 fuck. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's right, that's right, that's right. Come, 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 come. Fuck. You need it. What do you desire? Your toy. Your toy. Your favorite. Fuck. Oh, fuck. You're coming so much. I'm coming. Yes, sweet stars, I'm coming. Fuck. Fuck, fuck. Fuck. You were always so good at that. Thank you. Thank you. In all honesty, we both needed that. And like I said, no reason to feel guilty. I was just a toy. No more, no less. Yes, I suppose I am your favorite toy. And on Christmas, nonetheless. Where does that leave us? Well, technically, nothing changes. You have your girlfriend, and you yourself will have to examine that. But as for us, I think we needed closure. I was so busy, I couldn't see why you left. Yet, I was so busy, you couldn't see why to stay. I am good with that. I am, now, at least. Yes, I can honestly say we both will take this moment with us into what lies ahead. Us? I don't think there is an us, Tiger. I think we both understand that inside. We are so perfectly compatible physically that we tried to paint it as perfect emotionally. And although this aspect fits you well, it's just an aspect, and I see that now. Can there be another time? Well, we shall see, Tiger. No promises that we just end up breaking. Not this time. Let's do this with our eyes wide open, okay? Merry Christmas, Tiger. And if you waver, there's always Reyes New Year Bash. Okay, whatever Christmas spirit guides. I get it now. Even the one without hope. The one without sense of worth. Even the least of us can rise if we understand. I get it now. I feel the need to travel. Maybe I'm not done? Suddenly, the world isn't so bleak. Merry Christmas.